This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine is pressing the U.S. and Europe for more help, while Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning that no-fly zones and even sanctions are akin to declaring war. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Ukraine needs the protection of its skies.
Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba echoing Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Zelensky made a desperate plea to U.S. senators Saturday to send more planes and drones to help fight the Russian invasion. NATO has refused Ukraine's call to impose a no-fly zone in Moscow. President Vladimir Putin said Russia would consider any third-party declaration of a no-fly zone a belligerent act, making that party a participant in the conflict. And he declared the sanctions being imposed akin to declaring war. Though he added, thank God we haven't gotten there yet. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Moldova on Saturday to show U.S. support as it faces a surge of refugees from Ukraine and fears it too could come under threat from Moscow. Blinken is expected to provide reassurances for the small country, which has been fractured by a pro-Moscow breakaway region, Transnistria, on Ukraine's western border. Some analysts believe that territory could be used as a staging point in the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Tens of thousands of refugees have streamed into Moldova, one of Europe's poorest countries, straining its services, its social services. Hours before his arrival, Blinken visited the border of Ukraine in Poland, which has taken in 700,000 Ukrainians fleeing the war. This is VOA News. A Russian plane landed at a Washington area airport on Saturday to pick up about a dozen diplomats from Moscow's UN mission who are accused by Washington of espionage. The United States closed its airspace to all Russian aircraft after Moscow invaded Ukraine, but the Russian aircraft on Saturday was allowed to land at Dulles International Airport. A State Department spokesperson told the French news agency that Washington approved the flight chartered by the Russian government to allow the Russian diplomats to leave the country. The spokesperson said the exception was made so that the Russians could leave by the date the U.S. had specified. The spokesperson said they were expelled for, quote, abuse of their privileges of residence in the United States. On Monday, the U.S. called for the expulsion of 12 members of Russia's U.N. mission by March the 7th. A day later, the U.S. ordered the expulsion of another Russian national working for the U.N. Secretariat, again citing alleged espionage. North Korean state media says Pyongyang has conducted another test for reconnaissance satellite systems. The news came a day after regional military authorities reported the launch of a ballistic missile from the country for the second time in a week. The launch drew condemnation from Washington, Seoul, and Tokyo. The three nations fear the North is preparing to conduct a major weapons test in the coming months. The U.S., South Korea, and Japan see the North's satellite launches as thinly veiled tests of ballistic missile technology, which is banned by resolutions by the United Nations Security Council. Tehran and the United Nations Nuclear Agency say that Iran has agreed to supply answers long sought by the United Nations nuclear watchdog, as talks in Vienna over its tattered atomic deal with world powers appear to be coming to an end. A joint statement by Mohammad Islami, the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, and Rafael Grossi of the International Atomic Energy Agency, came hours after the two met in Tehran. It envisions the issue of the discovery of uranium particles at former undeclared sites in the country being wrapped up by June, a move that is separate from the talks over the nuclear deal but could help push them to a conclusion. China set its lowest annual GDP target in decades as the country's premier warned of a grave and uncertain outlook against the backdrop of coronavirus, property slump, and uncertainty over the war in Ukraine. And the death toll from a suicide attack at a Shiite mosque in Pakistan rose to 62 overnight, as police say they will try to identify the bomber. Via remote, I'm Marissa.